This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Barbara Webster with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. And the purpose of Quilt Trails is to keep the area's heritage of the lives, the stories, and traditions of the people who live here, and hopefully help economic development. And Barbara's with us to tell us a story or two. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, and that's right. I do have some stories today. We're excited because we've got about five new blocks going up in the month of March, and so today I've brought one of those March block stories, and I've brought also a story from one of the blocks that's already up. And I'll start with the story of the block that's already up, and this is the Moon and Star block. And you can see it on Dixie Styles Antiques on East Main Street in Burnsville. Dixie Styles has an antique shop on the very east end of Main Street, right across from Glen Raven. For many years, her husband Sam operated Sam's Oil Company, and her son Ricky still delivers oil for the new owner. Dixie's mother was able to fold a piece of paper and make a one snip and end up with a five-pointed star. She taught her children how to do it, and if you stop by, Dixie will show you this trick on how to do this. Dixie says that people came from miles around to get her mom to show them how to cut this star, so Dixie chose the traditional moon and star block to honor her mother. But there's another interesting twist to this story. The design for the original American flag had six-pointed stars, but Betsy Ross, who was going to make it, wanted a five-pointed star. Ben Franklin told her it would be too hard to make because a six-pointed star can be made from two triangles. So Betsy pulled out her scissors and folded a piece of paper and with one snip made the star. So thanks to Betsy and her one-snip trick, we have five-pointed stars on our flag. So if you'll go by Dixie Styles Antiques, she'll show you how to do that. Now, the other story I have is about a block called the Pumpkin Vine, and this block is going up in Bakersville, and the story I brought was written by Robert Mann and Cecil Joyner, and they are the hosts for this block. According to Toe River Valley Heritage, North Carolina, Volume 2 by George Bailey, Hodge Rayburn Garland was the son of David and Sarah Garland and the grandson of Guthridge Garland. It was Guthridge who settled in what came to be called Garland Town in what was then Burke County but is now called Red Hill in Mitchell County. Hodge's first wife was Annie Bird, daughter of the Reverend Samuel Bird. His second wife was Nancy Baker, granddaughter of David Baker, for whom Bakersville was named. David was a soldier in the Revolution. Hodge served as a private in Company B, 58th North Carolina Infantry. He enlisted at Rock Creek, Mitchell County, on May the 17th, 1862, and was mustered June the 16th, 1862, at Bakersville. He died January the 30th, 1863, at Jacksboro, Tennessee. Leaving no will, Hodge's heirs filed suit in 1875 regarding land at the top of Pumpkin Patch Mountain in Mitchell County. One of those heirs was Nancy Garland Bird, wife of George Bird. George also fought in the Civil War, coming home after the war with nothing but a pistol and a horse. The property on which our house now sits, which is at 515 Sunset Mountain Drive, is part of Pumpkin Patch Mountain and was in the Bird family since the Civil War. Based on this narrative resulting from our research, the property has ties to the Red Hill area through Garland Town, to Bakersville, Nancy Baker, and to the Civil War. We chose the Pumpkin Vine block to tell the story about Pumpkin Patch Mountain. So you can go see this Pumpkin Patch block probably in a week or two. That's when it's going to go up at 515 Sunset Mountain Road in Bakersville. So we're real excited right now about these blocks that are going up. And if you'd like to come help paint blocks, call us at 682-7331.
You have a workshop coming up too, right?
That's right, we do. It's in Bakersville at the library on Saturday, March the 8th at 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much. Barbara Webster with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. These beautiful designs you see on old barns and buildings throughout the area, if they look interesting to you, they are a story in paint picture form, and they're called quilt blocks. If you'd like to keep a story in your family alive, contact Barbara. and we'll be talking with Barbara again soon. For Community Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.